Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. Thanking God for all of you that is listening. And I thank God for this opportunity to give you the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to welcome those of you that are listening in Iraq. Welcome. Welcome to those of you that are listening in here in the United States. Canada, welcome. Welcome to you Philippines and Nigeria. I want to welcome the United Kingdom for listening to God's Words of Man broadcast. May God bless you. And every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast, I want to welcome you to another God's Words of Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we will give unto you. Praise be to God. So glory be to God. Thank God for the word today. Thank God for the ministry of Jesus Christ. And to those of you who normally follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know how we do this. We always open up with prayer before we go into any message. For those of you, once again, that are first-time listeners, that's what we do. We don't just hop into the word or into the message, but we open up with prayer, petitioning our God that he will be with us as we take this journey into his word and present the gospel. So where are you listening to me at? Why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us petition the Lord together, amen, that he will be with us as we take this journey again. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we first come to give you honor and glory and praise, to magnify you, to lift you up in our lives personally and to others. Father, we acknowledge that you are the all-wise one, that no one's wisdom is greater than yours. And Lord God, no one has any greater understanding or knowledge than you. Your power is matchless, and no one can do what you have done and done what you do. So Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, having acknowledged who you are, that you are number one and there is none close to you, we come this day to petition you in humility that you will be with us as we take this journey once again on this broadcast. Lord, as we go into the word of God, we ask that you accompany us with your spirit. And Father, as we converse on this thing, we ask that you will accompany us by your spirit. And then let your spirit release to us the information, the revelation that we need. And Father, in the name of Jesus, because without you, we can know nothing. So therefore, Lord, based on this petition, we know that as we pray according to your will, as your word has said, that you hear us. So therefore, Lord, we know that you hear us right now because we have made this petition before you in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, for being with us as we are on this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for his precious word. Thank God for what he's doing today. Amen. All glory and honor and praise goes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're going to be looking somewhat in the book of Daniel chapter 2. The book of Daniel chapter 2. And we will be looking at a few verses today because the message today, first of all, the title of the lesson today is The God-Given Power to Interpret or Reveal. The God-Given Power to Interpret or Reveal. This message goes to the believers in Christ, but more specifically to those who have been called into the office or the ministry of a prophet, whether you are a man or a woman of God. We know that the Bible speaks of women can be prophetess and men are prophets. And this message goes especially, specifically to those of you who have been called as a prophet of the Lord or a prophetess of the Lord. Amen. And this is a message of preparation, a message to call you to prepare for what you're about to encounter. Some of you have been called to this office of ministry, and, quote, you have not went through the work or encounter the movement of God in your life. Well, God wants you to know, first of all, he wants you to get prepared because the time is going to come, and it is shortly going to come to pass. Amen. Of what God's going to do in the office that he calls you in. I know that some of us today as men, and when I say men, I'm talking about males on this, and I said some of us, have a problem when it comes to saying a woman being called. Some of us, we get very upset, we get very offended, and I'm talking about some of us as men now. Not all men are like that. Let's understand this. I'm talking about to the some that are. We get upset. We get, and some of us get very offended. I mean, I've come across some men that to even mention a woman being head, or I put it this way, a woman being in a leadership of anything, is a very, very offensive statement to make to some. Because some get extremely upset, okay? But here's the deal. Especially when we talk about the ministry of a prophet, the Bible supports that women can be called to the office of a prophet. They will be called prophetess. God has called women to be prophetess. Amen? So here's the deal. Whether we like it or not, you know, it is God's doing. So this message today, once again, is a message to the body of Christ, but especially and specifically those who have been called, or the Daniels that have been called or been given the ministry of a prophet. These are men and women. And God wants you to know that you are going to possess the God-given power to interpret or reveal. You're going to possess the God-given power. In fact, he has given it to you, but it's going to start working through you. Amen? And you really need to hear this message, because God wants you to prepare to get into a place where you are, quote, available. I've said it many times that many of us as Christians, we are very wrapped up in the things of this world. Now, I know some of us got to go to work and we got to do this and that. That's understandable. But when those things take precedence in our lives over the Lord, then that's where it becomes a problem. When we become so wrapped up in it that that's all we're thinking and we don't have time for the Lord, then that is when it is a problem. And so God is calling those whom he have called to this ministry of a prophet or prophetess to prepare to be available for the God-given power that's going to be given unto you to interpret or reveal. Amen? You're going to possess this power. Hallelujah. And this power is going to be given to you to interpret or reveal, especially to those Nebuchadnezzars out there about dreams that they're going to be given by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And they're not going to just be any kind of dream, but it's going to be dreams where they will be troubled and wanting to understand it. Now, you say, what do you mean? Well, let's go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 3. Daniel chapter 2, verse 3. In fact, let's look at verses. Let's look at verse 3. And we'll go back to the other two verses in a minute. Verse 3 in Daniel chapter 2 says, "And the king said unto them," and the them is talking about here is the magicians and sorcerers and all them that he called to come gathering together. "And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream." Hallelujah. And see, God is about to use those of you who have been called into the office or ministry of a prophet. I'm talking to both men and women now. Prophet and prophetess. I just want you to understand this. I ain't just talking to the men. So some of you brothers that's listening, you know, don't miss the point. Don't think I'm just talking to males in the body of Christ that have been called to the ministry of a prophet, but there are women prophetess. So this message goes to both male and female who've been called to the ministry of a prophet. And God is getting ready to prepare to use you and the God-given power that he's given to you to interpret or reveal concerning dreams. Amen. Especially to the Nebuchadnezzars. The Nebuchadnezzar, we know Nebuchadnezzar this time, he was a heathen. He was not of the children of Israel. And so today we can look at the Nebuchadnezzars even being those who are not saved. You know, God is dealing, hallelujah, God is dealing with people that ain't saved. Do you believe that? God is showing dreams. You know, there have been testimonies of let's say, people that used to be Muslims who have become Christians, where they had very visits from the Lord Jesus and been converted to Christianity. They weren't saved. So in this day and time, God is even dealing with the sinner man. And he is showing the sinner man some dreams. And these are not average dreams. These are dreams where they're waking up and going like, I know it means something. You know, think of yourself for a minute. You as a Christian that's listening, think of yourself for a minute. Now, you know for yourself, there have been dreams you have dreamed. You woke up. You didn't even think nothing about it. Some of them you just knew straight out, oh, this ain't good. But this the devil. But then there were some dreams that you dreamed about when you woke up. You sat there, and that dream had got your attention so strong that when you woke up in the bed, you just sat there. And you weren't laying there just to be lazy or just laying there for extra rest. You were trying to figure out, what do this dream mean? Now, let's take it a step further. Now, you're constantly thinking about this dream because you can sense in your spirit, this is not an average dream. How many know what I'm saying? How many of you, I know I can't see your hands, but how many of you know what I'm saying, that there have been dreams that you have dreamed that have stuck with you so strong that you got to a point you said, God, I got to know what this means. Amen. Hallelujah. I've had those type of dreams. I've had those type of dreams where I've dreamed that, and like I said, I've had, you know, we've had many dreams. There's some dreams I didn't think nothing of. You know, some dreams that may have meant something too, but I forgot about it, and God reminded me later. But there's these particular type of dreams that when you wake up, it sticks with you.
And see, Nebuchadnezzar, he had this dream. Now, you know this man, you know, human beings dream, okay? And you know Nebuchadnezzar in dream before. But he knew because, once again, he said his spirit was troubled to understand or to know the dream. He wanted to know because he knew this wasn't no average dream. This dream really meant something, and it caught his attention. And see, God is going to use you, prophets and prophetess, by the God-given power that he is going to be given unto you to interpret and reveal these dreams. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But understand this. Some of these people you're going to encounter when you're used to give the definition of these dreams, they're going to have been and went to Satan's servant first. Now you say, well, what do you mean? Let's look at verse 1 and 2. It says, in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep break from him. Okay? Then the king commanded to call the magicians and astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. Now notice that it didn't mention nothing about Daniel. See, he called these magicians, these sorcerers, astrologers. Who do they represent? All that work under demonic power. They were all servants of Satan, okay? Just like many people today, give you an example. What's one of the most popular people or satanic servants that people go to? Psychics. When you look on TV, you got call psychic so-and-so, 99 cents a minute, okay? And you got people going to these psychics. Amen? And so these Nebuchadnezzars that you're going to deal with, understand this, they're going to been and went to, you know, the servants of Satan's servants first. Amen? But here's the thing out of this, why you're going to end up dealing with them. Because they're not going to be able to rightly interpret it. Person, this Nebuchadnezzar is going to know it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we know Satan is a liar, and he uses his servants to lie. But there are going to be some things he's not going to be able to speak on. Okay? Some lies he's going to be able to tell to get over on people, and some things that the people are going to be like, Amen. So this dream troubled Nebuchadnezzar to a point he wanted to understand it. And I've talked to sinners through the years who have had dreams that it affected them like Nebuchadnezzar. That they, you know, they would say, man, I really would like to know what that means. And I'm not talking about the ones that just talking. I'm talking about the ones that was true from their heart. Because this dream really puzzled them, okay? It really troubled them to know. They wanted to really know what that means. It was not an average dream. They have dreamed millions of dreams, if you want to put it that way. But there was something about this dream that really struck them. Amen? Really hit them to the core. Now, understand this. Some of these Nebuchadnezzars that you're going to be dealing with, okay, there's not going to be playing when it comes to wanting to know what this dream meant. And some of them get this, we even get into the wrong spirit if they're not given the right answer. Now you say, what do you mean? Well, let's look at verse 5. And look what King Nebuchadnezzar said. He said in verse 5, so the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. Okay. Now when we look at verse 4 said, then spake the Chaldeans to the king of Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. So they wanted to know the dream first. And then they said, we will give you interpretation. In verse 5, the king said, the thing is gone from me. Okay? And if you would not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, you shall be guiltless, cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. Well, that sounds like to me somebody that ain't playing. You get what I'm saying? He's not playing about it. He's talking about, listen, if you don't, glory, because it's easy for folks to tell you the interpretation of a dream or something after you done told them the contents. But when they can tell you both what you dream and what it means, then that's more to get your attention. Now, this king, he wanted to know the answer so bad, you know, he didn't even tell him what the dream was. And he said for him to have proof that they're telling him the truth, he said, now, you got to tell me what I dream and what it means. Hallelujah. And remember this thing. Satan knows some things, but he's not all-knowing like God. Glory to God. He's not all-knowing like God. I say it again. Satan knows some things, but he's not all-knowing like God. And so the servants of Satan here, whenever you get a chance, read this second chapter, you know, to them, hey, they were saying, hey, and I'm going to paraphrase it, man, this is a hard thing you asking for us to tell you what you dream and get in and give the meaning of it. You know, and so they couldn't do it. Amen. See, Satan is limited as well as his servants. Amen. They're limited. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And those Nebuchadnezzars is going to know it. That's why they finna come to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why they finna come to you. Because they're going to know that, oh, man, this person, I'm seeing this psychic, this social, they don't know what it means. They can't even tell me what I'm dreaming. Some people look for that to really see if you're legit. You say, well, what do you mean? They look to see if you're legit, to see if you could tell them what they dream and what it means. See, some of them look at it and say, hey, I can tell him what I dream. He can easily give me any kind of interpretation. But if he tell me what I dream and what it means, I believe him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Eat up another old sheet of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 6, Canada said, but if you show the dream and interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. See, he's still asking for the dream and the interpretation. See, some people, once again, you know, they're going to want the full cake. Okay? Now, there's sometimes you can get away with just telling interpretation after they tell you the dream, and most times that's how you're going to be dealing with people. But you're going to find there's going to be some Nebuchadnezzars to really be convinced that you are from God. They're going to want you to tell them the whole thing. I want you to tell me. The only thing they're going to tell you is, hey, I dreamed this dream that troubled me last night. And they're going to want you to tell them what they dream and what it means. Amen. Okay, some of you may think, okay, you're being far-fetched. Well, watch. Watch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And get this. Hallelujah. These Nebuchadnezzars is going to come to you, and they're going to ask you the same question as they propose to the servants of Satan. Look at verse 26 as he talked to Daniel. He said, it said, the king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? See, he didn't change from what he presented to the servants of Satan, just because he's talking to a prophet of the Lord. okay? And according to him, hey, I don't care who you claiming, servant of Satan or a child of God, I want to see if you're real. So you got to tell me what I dream and tell me what it means. And see, I'm here to tell you that been called to the office of a prophet. You prophets and prophetess, God is finna unleash this power within you to interpret or reveal. And not only is you going to reinterpret or reveal, you're going to be able to tell them what they dream. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to be able to tell them what they dream. And God's going to use this to use you in presenting the gospel and bringing them to Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? But the message to you is to get ready. Now, some of you, you're running around here and there. God said your mind is wrapped up in too many other things. You're being caught up in other things. Some of you, Satan is bringing so many distractions. You need to go into warfare prayer. You need to get another believer with you and come against the enemy, because the enemy wants to halt your ministry that God has given you in the ministry of a prophet. Because remember, Satan does not want, hallelujah, people to accept Christ as Lord. See, God is going to use this time not just so you can give this person what the dream is and what it means, but for you to present the gospel to them that they may accept Christ and be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when you read this chapter, the king got fed up, you know, with the servants of Satan and all the rest. He sent a decree out, hey, kill them. And see, when Daniel was used by God to give the interpretation, Daniel tells us in verse 29 as he talks to the king, he said, as for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, which should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets made known to thee, which shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living. But for their sakes, that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. So who say? For their sakes, that he sent the decree out to have killed, even Daniel and them, because he was getting fed up. And you got people today, they getting fed up, even with these psychics and servants of Satan, because they find out they're liars. See, at first when they were going to them, they started listening to them, and they didn't get them into a lot of trouble. Now they're getting fed up. Amen. And some of them are going to the extreme themselves, man. They're ready to take them out. Amen. See, some people's heart is whole, is wrapped around other people per se and what they say. Give you an example. In the body of Christ, some of us have been preaching rapture or pre-trib rapture. And we've been telling people, say, well, you know what? Any day now, you can be gone. You can be driving your car, be snatched up. You ain't got to worry about seeing the Antichrist. You ain't going to be here when he rise. Blah, blah, blah. None of that. Okay? Now, that is not some average teaching. Keep that in mind. And the scriptures does not say that that's going to be so. We're told that we're going to be caught up. That's true. But it does not tell you you're going to be caught up for the great tribulation. The scriptures point that we're going to go through it. Okay? Amen. Now, think about the ones who heart. There are some Christians who not was just only listening to what was said, but their heart is whole wrapped around that teaching. So could you imagine when some of them find out I ain't gone? When they find and see the Antichrist here and they here? When this tougher times hit and they're not gone? Could you imagine the anger some of them is going to feel and who they will have anger at some of these ministers that have been teaching and preaching this? Amen. You might think that people wouldn't get mad, you know, at ministers for saying things, but you're wrong, okay? Because any two times you got people where their heart is wrapped around wholeheartedly of what you said, whether you're a preacher or not, if they're wrapped around it and looking forward and have other things tied to it where they depend on that, and it don't happen, they can get mad and come after you. Give you an example of a secular example. Down here in Mississippi, there was a weatherman who used to come on the news channel back here, like, I don't know, 35 years ago. And one day he was saying that it was going to be sunny this particular day. And there was this man listening who was who laid down cement or concrete, okay? And those of you that know about concrete, you can't lay down concrete when it's raining or it's wet, okay? And so the weatherman said it's going to be sunny, bright sunny that day, blah, 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 and all that. Nothing about no rain. And the man believed him wholeheartedly. And I think either the man laid the concrete and it started raining, or he's getting ready to lay the concrete and it rained. He was so furious that they said he even came to the news station. Now, it had been reported and said that he broke the weatherman's arm. He come in and do something to him, did some bodily harm to him. Well, see, this man was wrapped on what the weatherman said. You got people today that's wrapped on what the weatherman said. If the weatherman said it's going to be snowing, no, if he said, no, you, if he said you're going to, we just going to have some wind, a little rain, if it starts snowing, people are hot mad at them. Because why? Some people's heart is wrapped around that thing. Nebuchadnezzar sent out this thing where he said, hey, they couldn't interpret it. Kill them all. Okay? Because what? He was getting fed up. He was so troubled that he wanted to know what it means. Okay? And to hear, especially from people who's supposed to, quote, know things specifically or reveal some things, and find out that, hey, they're lying or they can't reveal it, you know, he got into the spirit of, hey, take them all out. And see, and I'm not telling you all who this message is specifically for. I'm not telling you this to make you afraid. But I'm going to tell you how that God is going to use you to get this person's attention. Because you're going to be able to tell them what they dream, and you're going to be able to tell them what it means. Now, that's a power from the Lord operating you. When you can tell a person what they dream. When you look in the Bible here, Daniel told them in verse 31 or 32, he said, thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. See, he's telling them what he dreamed. He said, I'm telling you what you saw. The king didn't tell him what he dreamed. King let him know he ain't going to tell him. He asked him, say, can you tell me what I dream and what it means? Okay? And he tells him in verse 31, thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image, the great image whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form that was thereof was terrible. And then Daniel began to describe the things that the king saw in the dream. Okay? And then as he described it and talks about it, he tells the king in verse 44, and in the days of these kings, because he had told them what these kings, this image, part of the image represent kings. So he gave him an interpretation, and he said, in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. See, not only did he tell the king what he dreamed, he told him what it means. Amen. Now that's the power. That's some power of the Lord flowing in you. When you can tell people what they dream and what it means. Amen. Hallelujah. Power of the Lord working in you. And I'm telling you, God is saying to those of you whom he have called, especially those, now this is for believers, but especially and specifically to those of you who have been called by God into the office or the ministry of a prophet. And God wants you to get ready. Like I said, you've been running around different places. You've been getting into other stuff. And God is wants you to know, he said, I've called you. See, some of you know. Some of you know you've been called to the ministry of a prophet. You know that God revealed this thing back to you some time ago. You already know, okay? But you've been neglecting and getting ready. And God is calling you today to get ready. He said, because I'm ready, I'm getting ready to use you. I'm going to give you this power. You're going to possess this power to be able to tell people what they dream and what it means. And once again, you're going to be able to turn it off and on like a light switch, you know, but you're going to have this power. Just like in the offices that God called, book of Ephesians chapter 4, apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teachers, and the gifts of the Spirit, because those offices is called ministry gifts, the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, listing 9, well, wherever office you're called in, you are given a particular gift of the Spirit that goes with the office. Now, there are some that have all 9 gifts, okay? But you are given, for the most part, a gift that goes with the calling that God calls on your life. Now, God can use any believer in any of those gifts, but the difference with you given a gift according to the calling you in is that it's going to operate more continuously in your ministry than with others. You understand what I'm saying? Because why? It'll be given to your ministry. And it's going to be given to you in your ministry. The power to possess, to interpret or reveal, and even to tell people what they dream and give them a meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost behind it. Thank you, Lord. Confirming it about Shatta, confirming in my spirit. But see, God has called you. He said, get ready. And some of you, he have called to this office. You haven't been getting ready. You're getting wrapped up in other things. You have joined other things, okay? And it's just taking up more of your time. Amen? And you're always talking about how you're busy, 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 okay? Amen. Well, the Lord said it's time to put aside some of these things. And I guarantee you, now some of you may look at it and say, well, I don't know how to organize it. And it seemed like to me that some of these things I have to do. If you were honestly and wholeheartedly give it to Jesus, I guarantee you, stake my life on it, that Christ will work out the plan where you can give more time to him and organize these things that you're talking about. Take myself, for example. There was a time I told Jesus, I said, I want to know more of you, get more together with you. And he began to show me some of these things I was wrapped up in. Some of them I didn't really have to do. See, sometimes we can make something important when it's not, or make some very needful when it's not. Let's be real about it. You know, and God will show you, okay? Sometimes you can spend money on something that's not really important. God will talk to you and say, hey, you really didn't need that thing anyhow, did you? Huh? Look at it. You already got something that already you don't know how to use it. Then you'll look and say, you know what, Lord, you're right. I'm just wasting money, you know? You know, that's just like how you deal with me with money when I said, well, Lord, I want to sow more into your kingdom. And I kept feeling like God had to give me abundance of money to do it. The Lord let me know, say, hey, you got the money in your hand. I'm like, huh? He began to show me. He said, well, you didn't need this. You don't need that. You don't need this. You don't need that. So there's another 10, number 12, another $15 number. And so it started adding, and he started showing me. See, you had it in your possession. And see, sometimes we'd be asking God for more money to, quote, do something for him. But many times you already got it in your possession, squandering it. I mean, yes, if I can use that term, okay? So you prophets and prophetess, get ready. I know for me, if a true man of God or woman of God tell me a dream I dream and interpret it right, I know it's going to get my attention big time, okay? And it's not to give them glory, to really show me that God is using them. And see, God is going to use this thing to show the people who you tell the dream and interpret that you use it. He's using you. Amen. Because you know, especially with the sinner man, he says, I need you to show me a sign. You know, atheists say, well, you got to show me a sign. God exists. I don't believe no God. If God don't exist, you got to show me he exists. Amen. And Nebuchadnezzar, his proof was, you got to do the whole thing. Tell me what I dream and tell me what it means. Because, see, some of these Nebuchadnezzar, they're hip to the, quote, game. And they say, and they know that, hey, if I tell this person what I dream, they can easily tell me anything today. Okay? Amen. But see, this thing here was not well known to ask. Amen? Amen. What is not well known to ask? Let me show you what I mean. Verse 7, they answered him. This is the Chaldeans and all of them when he called together. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. Okay, they want him to tell them the dream, and they'll get an interpretation. The king also said, I know certainly that ye will gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make known to me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that acts such things as any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. Do you see that? So that was not something commonly requested for you to tell me the dream and interpret it. It was more common for you to tell the dream and then get the interpretation than it was for you to have to do both. Do you get that? And so, therefore, this thing was not commonly done, okay? And so these people that you're going to meet is going to request something that's not commonly done, okay, and asking you to, hey, I had this particular dream that troubled me. And you go, oh, yeah, well, this is what you dream, and this is what it means. Telling you, you're going to get their attention real strong when you can do that. And God is going to use that you may present the gospel to them and bring them to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But remember, in this process, stay humble. Stay humble like Daniel. Okay? Because Daniel said in verse 28, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. So he saw a dream was given to him concerning the end time, the last days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these, okay? Hallelujah. He said in verse 30, but as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. So Daniel staying humble, he said, hey, king, listen, this thing ain't going to be done because of my own power. Okay, there's a God in heaven that reveals a secret. He's going to give to me what you dream, okay? Amen. So remember, in this process, stay humble, okay? Stay humble. See, this is one of the things that went wrong, in a sense, with some of God's people whom God really used. They didn't stay humble. And so people start praising them, and they start accepting the praise. You know, I hear some of these people who have gotten off the path, others talk about them and say like they would never save them, and I don't agree with that. Some of these people started off as born-again believers. They were saved, okay? You know, give you an example. I believe that Sister Juanita Byron
was at one point, yes, very strongly used by the Lord. Amen. But she has gotten off the path. T.D. Jakes the same way. Okay? So I'm not gonna say, for example, T.D. Jakes would never save. I'm not gonna say that. Amen. I believe that God had saved him. I believe that he had received salvation. But he just gotten off the path. Amen. Why? Because, you know, as one lady had testified, who used to be a member of the church that he pastored, she said, starting out, man, T.D. Jakes can teach and make that thing so simple. But then when the money started rolling in, kapow, things changed. And see, that's what happened with many of God's people. When the money and the praises started rolling in, kapow, they changed. Okay? You know? And it's all about them. That's why, you know, even if I'm preaching at a certain place, I'd rather they announce me as Brother Nate. You know, don't give me the dynamic, the outstanding, the stupendous. I don't want, You're killing me. Amen? With all this, you're hurting me. Amen. But see, some of them in this position are drinking it by the gallons. Glory to God. So, amen, that was the message that I wanted to deliver today. It was specifically to those who have been called the ministry of a prophet / prophetess in the office of a prophet. Amen. Glory to God. May the Lord bless you, strengthen you as you hear the call. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we are grateful once again for this day that you've made and created. We thank you, Lord, for being God, and we thank you for hearing our prayers and accompany us on this broadcast. We're grateful, Lord, that you have watered the seed that was sown, and that it's you that's causing the increase to come forward. We are grateful again today, Lord God, that you hear the cries of your people that are from the heart, and you answer us. So, Lord God, everyone that is listening today, Lord, may you continue to bless them, their family, and their loved ones in Jesus' name for your glory. And, Lord God, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to present your word in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you that have been listening. Don't forget, another God's Word to Men broadcast should be on tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Praise be to God. So, thank God for all of you who have been listening. May the Lord bless you, your families, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, God bless and have a blessed day in the Lord.
Spirit move, 'cause when you have your way.